Recorded Books presents Erelin, A Novel of Darkover, by Marion Zimmer Bradley and Deborah J. Ross. Narrated by Elisa Bresnahan. Part 1, Chapter 1. The long, Darkoven winter slowly loosened its grasp. Spring burst upon the Hastur estate, with the heady aromas of damp earth and the first rush of green growth. The blossoming fruit trees in the castle orchard layered the ground in petals. Those who had neglected their outdoor work now bent to it with cheerfulness, and those who had no excuse invented reasons. More than one otherwise staid servant could be seen, arms flung wide, face lifted to the sun, tucking a flower into a braid, or singing as they went about their tasks. The Lord's children were no exception. Lord Aidan Hastur looked down from the outdoor balcony, watching his two youngest daughters play in the garden. Skirts swirled as they darted here and there, as swift and agile as kestrels. Their adolescent voices brought a smile to his lips. He turned away from the enchanting sight below, leaned against the cool, close-set stone, and closed his eyes. They were so young, so innocent. How much longer he would be able to shelter them from the sorrows of the world, he did not know. His only certainty was that he would give anything to keep them safe. "Aldenise, grant my daughters may raise their children in a land at peace, and that my son, my Ian, need never lead men to their deaths," he prayed. Tossing back the copper-bright curls that had come loose from her braid, Leora Hastur let out a whoop and darted out from behind the garden wall to tag her younger sister, Shireena. Shireena raced down the graveled path. Leora followed on her heels, both of them yelling. The gardener gave a mock scowl as they barreled past. "Stay out of me beds," he called after them. Breathless and glowing with exertion, the sisters slowed to a more decorous pace. From the end of the path, they could be easily spotted from above, and neither would put it beyond their next eldest sister, Jessamie, to tattle on them. Before they could head back into the garden, however, they heard a galloping horse on the road leading to the castle. "Something is going on," Leora thought. She could taste it in the air. They were just in time to see an unfamiliar rider halt in the courtyard. A stable boy trotted forward to take the reins. By the time the rider had dismounted, the castle steward, the Corridom, had emerged from the front doors. "Blue, gray, and white," Leora murmured, her gaze following the rider as he followed the Corridom inside. The colors belonged to their neighbor and sometime adversary, Carcass. "What does Dom Merrill want with us?" she wondered aloud. Shireena giggled. "Maybe it's an offer of marriage." "If that's true, it would be for Jessamie. We'll just have to wait our turn and trust that when the time comes, Father will make us a good match." She didn't include their oldest half-sister, Neve. Mother would never agree to a suitable dowry for a stepdaughter from the first Lady Hastur. "I don't want to be wed to some old pimple-faced carcass," Shireena said, "nor to anybody." Leora took her sister's arm. "Whatever it's about, we won't find out by standing here." The entrance hall was empty, except for Lorkin, the Corridom, a dignified man the two sisters delighted in calling uncle, although he was old enough to be their grandfather. When they went to him, his somber expression lightened.
"Damiselas,"
he bowed to each of them.
"We saw the rider from Carcass," Leora said. "Do you know what it's about? Is he with Father now? What a mystery!"
Shireena stood on tiptoe to kiss the old man on the cheek.
"They've gone up to the presence chamber,"
Lorkin replied.
"But you're not to interrupt them with your chatter. Should it be appropriate, Dom Aidan will summon you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?